I'm Richard Tucker. I've been on the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board going on 22 years. I've now been recycled into chairmanship again starting in January, so I guess that's the reason I was invited here today to kick this meeting off. As you all know, as I said, this is a great asset for Gwinnett County and the citizens here. This center has been here since 1992, and this arena has been here. It had its opening act, George Strait, in January of 2003. Time flies, obviously. I didn't remember being quite that long ago, but I remember being here and what excitement it was. And some of you who were here also remember the traffic problems that we had then. We've got most of those fixed now. But I do want to welcome you here today. We've got a short program that will be of great interest to you. Let me recognize a few people that are with us. I know some of our board members. Kevin is here. He just came in. Tom Martin is here. Dan Kaufman is here. If there are any other CVB board members that came in, I missed you. I do see in the back North Johnson, one of our other partners, GM of the Gwinnett Braves. Glenn Stevens and Maria Woods from Gwinnett County are here, great partners to those of us who are working in the benefit of this arena and this county. So thank y'all for being here. I do see Mayor Judy Johnson from Lawrenceville back there. If there are other elected officials or people I should have pointed out, I apologize. The bright lights in my eyes, I can't really see who all's here. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. I want to introduce Joey Dennis. Most of y'all know Joey, but Joey's been with us 15 years. He's the GM here at the center that will have a new name momentarily. But I want to introduce Joey. He can tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing this morning. So thank y'all for being here. I'll be back up in a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, all of you, for coming out in this great weather we're having today. So really appreciate this wonderful turnout. And obviously, thanks to the county and this board, or this facility wouldn't exist, for having a vision way back in 92 to build something for the community. And this building has always been here for the community, and that's our internal saying. We try to bring a variety of entertainment and business and different types of events through the years, and we've been very successful. I want to thank our team for all the hard work of making this name and rights partnership, putting it together, and obviously thanks to Jason and the Infinite Energy team. There's a lot of hard work got us here today, and we got a lot more to do, a lot more signs to go up. So I really appreciate that. You know, the way this happened was just sort of one of those things that was meant to happen. Actually, a year ago this month, Preston and I went down to Gainesville to visit their corporate office and actually attended their Christmas party. And it's sort of like any relationship that's successful. It's based on whether you like each other, whether you get along, whether you respect the other person, whether it's a marriage or a business relationship. And we just felt so close to Darren, Rich, Jason, their whole team instantly that we knew it was the right fit. And I'm so excited about it. This is just another step in the progress of the facility. We're hoping for many more exciting changes coming in the next 3 to 5 years. And some of it's going on right now with the new hotel here on the corner. With that, I want to introduce Darren Cook. He's one of the CEOs with Infinite. And Rich Blazer is the other one. I think Darren's going to say a few words. Thank you, Darren.
Well, I weaned this down from 20 pages. 21 years ago, Rich and I started Infinite Energy with just one of us, just the two of us and a temp help. 17 years ago, the Georgia retail natural gas market opened up, Energy Choice, and we were one of the first to enter the market. Now we have 350 employees and do $200 million a year of business in Georgia. We grew to this level because customers not only chose us, but continued to choose us year after year, and because we had the right employees with strong intellect, morals, and purpose to serve these customers in the manner they deserve. Our mission statement is Infinite Energy markets wholesale and retail energy products in an ethical and profitable manner. Infinite Energy grows the company by investing in quality personnel and quality business partnerships. Infinite Energy provides an unparalleled customer experience. And certainly, Infinite Energy Center does that. Over a year and a half ago, Jason Dolder, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing, began looking for naming rights of a venue in Georgia. We met Joey and Preston and their staff first before we toured the facility. And after meeting them, we noticed something very familiar. The people had pride in what they were talking about. They made the vision of Infinite Energy Center happen. When we started touring the facility, we noticed it was impeccably clean and wonderfully impressive. Even the loading areas were spotless, and they had just had a dirt bike competition in their facility the week before. Not a speck of dirt was there. We knew almost immediately that this was the right fit because they had the same values, and obviously they felt the same way. We had an office here in Marietta, and the people of Georgia have welcomed us and helped make this home for us. With the naming rights, we want to strengthen our ties to the community and give back to those who have given so much to us over the years by believing in our business and helping us climb to ever greater heights. Gwinnett County is poised for some truly exciting growth, and we wanted to be part of it. We invested in a 20-year deal so we'd be here to see your dreams come to fruition, and we invested $18 million to help make it happen. This is more than a commitment to the center. This is a commitment to Georgia and especially to Gwinnett County. When Rich and I started the company, we had the crazy confidence of youthful exuberance mixed with a dash of naivete. This is the stuff all entrepreneurs are made of. We hoped that we would reach this size, but never in our wildest dreams did we expect to see Infinite Energy's name in lights like outside. Isn't that impressive, guys? Last year, Infinite Energy decided to focus all of its corporate citizenship initiatives on the education of our children. We did this because we wanted our dollars to have impact for generations to come. With this purpose in mind, and since Gwinnett County is now our home, we want to focus our educational giving in Gwinnett County. Every year, we will give Gwinnett County Public Schools $5 for every customer we have in Gwinnett County starting today. We have further focused these dollars for Gwinnett County Public Schools by supporting a program called Educational Innovation, which includes a robotics initiative. As STEAM fields become more and more necessary in a global market, we believe teaching our children these increasing important skills is the best way to assure Gwinnett County's continued success. With this in mind, we are pleased to present a check to the Gwinnett County Public Schools in the amount of $43,325. This represents 8,265 customers from both businesses and homes in Gwinnett County. With your support, we hope to see that grow to hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. Thank you so much, Gwinnett County Public Schools, and all of you here today, Joey, Preston, Richard, and anyone else I've missed, all the Infinite. We have the office in Marietta. We have many Infinite Energy folks here that came over to see this also. Thank you so much for celebrating the Infinite Energy Center. It is an honor to be part of your community. I can't wait to see what the next 20 years will bring. To paraphrase from the parable of salt and light, together we can make that shining city on the hill. So it's now my pleasure to call Mr. Alvin Wilbanks to the stage, Superintendent of Gwinnett County Schools, to make our contribution official.
Thank you. This is the Thanksgiving Christmas season, and certainly today, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to say to the Gwinnett Convention Visitors Bureau, the Chamber, as well as the county government, we thank you for your work with Infinite Energy to make this day possible, and to our corporate sponsor, Infinite Energy, we want to make you proud. We do know that students today, all of them, need a quality and effective education. They need to be involved in the things that will make them competitive, both locally, nationally, globally. And to do that, the areas of STEM, and there are several in that, but one in particular, the robotics area, has really been a engager for students. They love that. But more importantly, they come out of that with skills that are needed in the workforce and in the workplace that will prepare them not just for college or career, but will prepare them for life in these representative republic and prepare them for success in a global economy on the world stage. So, Infinite Energy, thank you and your team for all you do for education. I speak specifically today for Gwinnett County Public Schools, on behalf of the Board of Education, on behalf of the Gwinnett Schools Foundation. Thank you, and we'll make sure that a generation of young people really are prepared to make the world seen and be successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Alvin. We appreciate those remarks. Let me just say quickly, it's no coincidence that this group has come together. Gwinnett County has been the community that has for all these years because of the partnership between business, government, and our school system. Certainly others in the community have played a part, but that is a recipe for success that we've prided ourselves on. So the fact that we've got a new sponsor here that's dedicating proceeds to our public schools foundation is truly a great thing for Gwinnett County. Let me just quickly say, we've had a lot of talk over the years about naming this center. And for whatever reason, we didn't move on doing that until this opportunity came along. And it came along somewhat coincidentally, as Joey said, but it came along at a time when we could take this $18 million over the 20 years and put it back into this facility. Believe it or not, when you have this large of a footprint that we have here, the maintenance and the upkeep and all is a real expense. And so this opportunity will keep any taxpayer money from having to be directed at that maintenance, so it'd be private funds, and we really do appreciate that. So as a part of our partnership, let me now call on Jace Brooks, who's our county commissioner for this district, also serves on the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board, to come forward and say a few words. Jace.
Thank you, Richard. And before I get to my prepared remarks, I just want to recognize one of our other Convention and Visitors Bureau board members. Tommy Hughes is here. Thank you for being here. And Mr. Wilbanks, I can speak personally about the robotics team. My daughter is on the robotics team at North Gwinnett High School. She absolutely loves it and has learned tons, even just as a freshman. So excellent program there. Thank you so much for allowing me just to be here and to say a few words. I am so excited about everything that's going on right here at the arena and in this community, in this area. So I wanted to just be able to share a little bit of that excitement with you. What we're celebrating here is not just a new sign or a new name. It's the beginning of a long and productive partnership between Infinite Energy and the entire Gwinnett County community, and as you can tell, there's immense support here, immense community support. You've heard about it, you felt it, and you can see it here this morning as well. We do already see signs of that partnership, and yes, pun intended there. all around us and in your generous donation and support of Gwinnett County Public Schools. And just as our relationship will continue to grow and develop, so too will this Infinite Energy Center. Many of you have heard about and seen some of the ideas of the master plan that we have laid out here. Some of the ideas from the center's new master plan include a seating expansion right here in the Infinite Energy Arena, more exhibit and meeting space in the Infinite Energy Forum, and new entrances, as well as much more. We're also looking at converting some of the parking spaces out here into shops and residential housing, theater, outdoor lawn, and performance arena as well. The basic idea that we want to create here is for people to be able to come. Come early and stay late. That way you're not all getting here at the same time and leaving at the same time. But we really want to just create an entertainment center right here. Many of these ideas are going to require public and private partnerships to make them happen. And the new on-site headquarters hotel is a great example of that. You've already heard a few of our speakers mention that already. The economic impact of tourism here in Gwinnett County is over $1 billion. The Infinite Energy Center and Arena right here is almost $200 million of that impact. So it's not only a nice amenity for Gwinnett County residents and the Atlanta metro area, it's also a major driver for our own local economy here. It brings in visitors to concerts and conventions and fans to watch the Atlanta Gladiators and the new Georgia Swarm coming up next month. But it's also attracted a lot of major bricks and mortar private investments. We've mentioned the hotel, the headquarters hotel already, $70 million Marriott hotel. We also have a new Courtyard by Marriott on Satellite Boulevard. And of course, the new Embassy Suites, which is being built. I drove right by it as I was driving in this morning. It's becoming a major regional entertainment center, and I think Infinite Energy is very smart. You made a great decision, hopefully a great economic decision as well, just to put your name right here on this. We greatly appreciate not only the $18 million for the naming rights, but also your many many contributions to this community, just like you've already demonstrated to the Gwinnett County School System here. Thanksgiving may be over for another year, but Gwinnett County is continuously grateful to have Infinite Energy as a corporate partner, and the best is yet to come. Thank you very much for your support and partnership.
Thank you all for coming. Have a great day. Thank you so much.